Hi guys, I'm your nosy Bibi here. I was wondering how you're holding up. Nahihirapan pa rin ba kayo sa araw-araw nating pamumuhay? Or are we slowly getting by even though it is hard? Well, in one of my downtimes today, I visited my Facebook page. I remember a throwback post from 2012. And it says, quote-unquote, "Whether you're a beauty queen or not, everything you think, say, or do should have grace and poise and wits." And I remember back in 2012, a colleague of mine, he was not my classmate from the graduate school. His name is Nelson. He says, "Ha ha ha, parang ikaw, Ella. Every time you speak in public and post your sentiments in Facebook, it is always coupled with praise and humor. Daig mo pa ang beauty queen. Ha ha." And then I remember it was February 2020 that Nelson passed away. I was not even aware what's the cause of his death. He died last 19th February 2020. And all of a sudden, his world stopped. Our world stopped. Most of his friends and family and all of his classmates pushed for a suspension for a day just to remember him and all the good deeds he has done to everyone. I remember his candid remarks and simple comments about me when I was very involved in the graduate school. And his cheers and positive vibes when I was finding a hard time getting by. And as I saw the Facebook post, I answered him years later. 9 years later, to be exact. "Hi, Nelson. How are you in heaven? Do you still monitor my Facebook statuses and my woke hanash in Twitter? As usual, you were right about my laptop that went missing last 2012. It halted my dreams of getting the MBA thesis done. Not only that, I tried taking law school, but halted with hectic schedules and lack of funds. Imagine me earning 30K, and then they will only go to my tuition and daily educational requirements, and fully ignoring the welfare of my family. You guessed it right, I am still a breadwinner after all these years. It's tough. You know that, but you were lucky to raise your privilege card and use all your professor and practitioner salaries to get through your doctorate degree. I cannot deny that I envy you and Ray at times because you guys never lost that grit of continuing professional education. Sorry for unfriending you last 2020 when the height of the Facebook fake accounts happened. Bibi told me, yes, I have a boyfriend for a year now and a doctor at that. He told me that the manufactured profiles were brought about by an online signature campaign, leeching all my information from my Yahoo mail address. Did you know? I have had reported 7 false accounts under my name, in addition to that 4 false accounts under my pen name. So much for the data privacy. A year has passed, Nelson, and yet, we mere humans mining the new reality of this pandemic, and ICQ has been decided again by our president, incapable of doing long-term goal planning for social welfare and public spending. Please watch over your family. They need you now more than ever. We both may be lucky in having a sibling or a kid or a wife who earns through work from home. But most of the Manileños nowadays are getting poorer and getting less fortunate in earning the money to feed themselves for the day. I help them in as much as I can. I also donate through different drives online. Mostly, I find them in Twitter. Some, I find in safe group pages in Facebook. Good thing that somehow our financial system is adapting to the e-commerce, where a fund transfer can be done via our phones. I hope that when we meet in the afterlife, you can remember me. But this is unlike what Mama says, because spirits in heaven do not carry memories. They carry duties instead. So, if I meet you in the afterlife, I hope we get to be teammates in the holy duty of protecting our family and friends, and also doing justice to the erring and corrupt people of our country. I still believe in public service, even though I still hate it at this point. As you have said, tough love. Maybe remembering you in this random day reminds me of a tough love with my own country. And rather than celebrating an April Fool's Day, most of the Filipinos are being fooled since 2016. Sorry, maybe my letter is a long rant of sorts, but I do miss you and your nuggets of wisdom. And Grit, I really admire your perseverance. May I have some of that too? Thanks. Godspeed, mate. Nelson, kung nakikinig ka man ng podcast ko ngayon, maybe sasabihin mo, eto na naman si Madam, may bago na naman siyang passion project. But I don't know, Nelson, maybe you will scold me siguro a little bit about why am I not getting through MBA again or why am I not pursuing law school again. To be honest, Nelson, it's hard at these times. It's hard to reset your priorities or do long-term goal planning because you do not know what will happen tomorrow or the next day and the next day when your current climate is not so sure. How can you predict the weather in the future, right? I mean, we just have to live day by day and cope day by day. Maybe graduate school will be 2 years, 3 years down the lane when the pandemic ends. We cannot really say. Or maybe 3 years down the lane, there's a world war. We really cannot say. All I can say, Nelson, is I keep myself healthy and sane. Sana lahat rin ang nakikinig ng podcast ko is healthy and sane. I'm your nosy BB at ito ang hashtags and hanashtags. Musings and wonders of a lagalag mind. Because hindi pa tayo pwedeng mamasyal. Stay safe, stay healthy, wash hands, and always practice social distancing. Konting kapit lang, matatapos rin ito.